what are we doing to ensure that we minimize or completely eradicate the impact of the armyworm? That is the question. Can anybody peruse us the processes that the ministry set up for themselves to eradicate the armyworms? Where have they reached now? That's the big question we should be asking ourselves. What are our scientists, the Minister of Food Agriculture, doing to be able to come up with a proper recommendation for our farmers? Is there any scientific recommendations? What has been the education bid for our farmers with regard to how they'll be able to apply the readily available insecticides and pesticides available to eradicate this menace? So the bottom line is that if you look at the program set up by the Ministry of Food Agriculture itself to manage the armyworms, not being managed effectively, we should be able to manage our own programs and say that this is the result we've been able to achieve. If we just announce the programs and say that this is what we want to do, and we are not monitoring and ensuring that what we plan, we are ensuring that we go to the bottom of it, these are systemic insects that are very dangerous, and they can resist a lot of chemicals if you don't apply it very well.
As a country, can we not be pardoned for it? Because when this program started, no one expected the armyworm invasion in that magnitude. It came as something unexpected.
You can question the Minister of Agriculture or the advisors of the ministry, what are the programs? And you find out all the programs they put up across, because money is being voted for this program. And money is being voted for the management of the armyworms. Was that money managed efficiently? That's the question we should be asking. As to whether we've been able to do it very well or not, it's here for everybody to see. Because from day one, we've been saying that the processes and the way we want to manage the armyworms, it will create a lot of problems for us. Because education bit of it is not very efficient. Distribution of the chemicals that advise the extension services for our farmers to be able to ensure that they apply the chemical effectively is not done. And it's like purely we are doing policies, even with agriculture. That is our concern. What is the policy document on this particular planting for food and job program that the stakeholders in agriculture sector can monitor and see whether we are achieving the desired result?
Executive Director for Agriculture Policy Monitoring and Analysis, Bridemoji, talking to George Asekere.